When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Kim Cassis for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Joined by Connor Ben. All right, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. I'm all right.
You're a bit low-key tonight.
Well, just frustrated. I mean, he said we're going to come together like Mack trucks and it was going to be a great fight for the fans and all that yada, yada, yada. And he come here and got on his bike for the old 10. So it was definitely my easiest night's work.
Seemed a bit aggravated at the end. He did, which suggests he thinks he won the fight. Can you address that?
It was silly. What do you want me to say to you? He must have concussion. Do you know what I mean? His corner, when he switched southpaw, his corner's going, él no sé qué hacer. He doesn't know what to do. I went, of course I know what to do. I said, claro que soy qué hacer. Do you know what I mean? Of course I know what to do. And then landed a big right hand on him straight down the middle. So it was just annoying, you know, because the Leeds fans turned up for me. It was incredible what reception they gave me. So I just want to say a massive shout out to Leeds. You lot are incredible. And I definitely want a headline here one day. But, I mean, listen, these are learning fights. And, you know, we keep it moving.
Regardless of what you think, it seems to be a perfect fight for you tonight, that.
Well, most definitely. You've got to remember people believe he won the fight against Adrian Broner. Gave hell to Sean Porter, Robert Easter Jr. And, you know, he didn't want to know. He was on his bike the whole fight. So, you know, it's definitely jarring and frustrating as we prepared for him to come straight on and we was going to have an absolute tear-up. But he didn't want to, mate. So it is what it is.
Is that your man there?
Yeah.
Do you want to come in, Adrian? Come in.
Gracias por la pelea. No, ya sabes, bro. You know I'm not English, Dougie.
Claro, pero yo tengo que practicar.
Ah, te lo hablas bien.
Tengo que practicar.
Así te vas a mejorar practicando.
Porque hace 12 años con quien yo he hablado español.
Ah, sí, empezaste.
No hablo con nadie español.
¿Con nadie? Ah, no.
Ahora no.
No, pues me marcas cuando quieres o mándame un mensaje. Hey, tú.
Te doy mi número después, ¿vale?
Como quieres, sale, vale.
Claro.
Sorry to break this up, but for our English viewers, could you just translate what you were saying to each other? Because it's very frustrating not to know.
I was like, kind of call me a brown piece of shit.
No. Don't come for that.
Okay, yeah. He's like, this fucking spit came over here trying to take my shit.
No, Adrian, can I ask you a question? Why do you believe that you did enough to win that fight?
I mean, I outboxed him. I frustrated him. I mean, maybe I didn't let my hands grow enough. I think people expected, you know, that's why I tried to throw a curveball at the kid, you know, and throw him off. I'll box him. I think he landed like three good shots. He landed some three good ones, little, but I felt fine the whole time. He's a warrior. Kept coming forward. Kept trucking. Strong kid. That's why I was like, shoot, strong man. I'm sorry, pops. You're younger than me. That's why.
Yeah,
that's all. Top man, as you guys say over here. You know, straight up. I mean, obviously we were both, doing our, boxing talk. But it is what it is. We came and stand up guy. I don't know. I know what it is. I get the politics. So I knew the only way I really had it is if I laid him out.
Come on, man. Come on, you can't think.
Dude. Can we get a response from you from what Adrian's saying, please?
Well, this kid won, number one. But, nah, there was nothing thrown back at me. There was nothing thrown back at me for him to warrant the win. There was nothing there. You know, cause there's only so much hunting I can do. There's only so much hunting down I can do. And, you know, he was on his bike the whole fight, bet for a flick couple jabs at, and that was that.
Adrian?
I mean, obviously we both got to look back at the tapes, see the mistakes we both made. He feels he won, I feel I won. You know, it's the way they say, the sweet science, hit and not get hit. I just seen whiffing left and right. Mason, I felt in control the whole fight. I know he's getting frustrated. He was, obviously at the end, he blew his top. He was like, what the fuck, come at me. But I'm like, I'm not going nowhere. Like I know what I'm up against. And, you know, I felt like I did enough to, you know, obviously it wasn't what he wanted. He wanted a war, blood and guts and an exciting fight. And that's why I frustrated him and got him upset. But, you know, hey, he's got the belt. He walked away with another win. So good for him.
Just before you go, Adrian, let me just ask you, you've been in with literally the best in the weight. Where does Conor Benn fit into that category, bearing in mind the amount of fights he's had, the experience he's had, not to the level of certain fighters, but where does he kind of fit into that?
No, I mean, you said it, you know, he's on his way, for sure he's on his way. Todavía le falta un poco, that means like, you know, it's still got a ways to go. You know, I never felt in danger. I was in control of, you know, the tempo of the fight, carried the action as I wanted. And I know, like I said, it was, I frustrated him. And I know, like, you know, it, like I said, it wasn't what he wanted. And that's exactly what I wanted.
Fair comment?
I don't even know what to say to that. I mean, there's nothing to say to that, really. I mean, clearly, it's baffling. Baffled.
Okay. Well, listen, he has his opinion about the fight because he's a fighter. You have your opinion about the fight. You won the fight, so I think we should probably just leave that as opinions.
Well, no, because not really. Because I don't... Unanimous decision, relevant of whether I got the belt or not first, whether I'm on British soil and I'm Golden Boy. You know, watch the fight back, tweet me later.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, I think that's a fair comment because there's just no way on God's green earth you won that fight. So you're going to have to watch it back. Okay. Tweet me later.
Yeah, I got you.
Because that's fair enough. Because you've had close fights. I mean, you've had really close fights.
Yeah, no, I know.
Like, I mean, really close.
No, thank you. I know I caught the comments that you said.
Robert,
you know,
Easter, yeah. Close fight.
Well, that's what I mean.
Sean,
like,
Paul, what?
Close fight, all right. And then.
So you can't say that you think you won this more than you won them, because I think you would definitely won them more than you won this.
Okay, well,
in my opinion,
that's why.
So watch the fight back and tweet me.
I will, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. No problem. Like I said, it's like I've been in it with it all. I was in a street fight with Sean Porter. I broke him. I'll take the L. He did outbox me at first, and then I broke him at the end. And he ran away, and the referee, I feel like, was saving his butt. Then as far as Robert Easter, I landed him, I pointed him, better consent, sent him to the hospital, and I lost that one, unanimous decision, like this one. So this one, yeah. I outboxed you, I'll make you miss. Bro,
Come on, man.
You seen I was left, right, woo, why I was looking at it.
Just because you dodge your right hand, it looked good.
But and I'm catching you back with body shots though too.
I didn't feel them, but there weren't no punches. You were moving and flicking a jab. They didn't do nothing. I couldn't believe how much you were on your bike.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. You didn't expect that. You didn't know.
But, like, to a level of... Bro.
Yeah, you were frustrated.
No, not me. The public were frustrated.
Oh, that's okay. I don't care about the public.
Well, I do.
At the end of the day, I understand that. I used to be that. But now it's like, you know, they don't care about me. I don't care about them. That's what it is. You know, like I said, I keep going up against all these top dogs, top boys, like you said. They're just gonna, like, if I'll make... It's almost they're using me as a measuring stick. And, you know, they're going to look back at this. They're going to be like, man, like, he missed
what a lot. What is your coach think? You think he won the fight?
Do I think he won the fight? Here, we were going to win the fight. I don't believe we were going to get a decision here. We had to either knock you out.
That wasn't the question.
Yeah, the question is, I said, we were not going to get a decision here.
No, the question is, do you think he won the fight?
Did I think he won the fight? Yeah. I think it was a real close fight, you know? I think it was a real close fight.
He won it clear. So, which...
Yeah.
Well, it don't matter. We're arguing here.
Okay, let's bring this to a conclusion. Listen, yeah. You two have had a fight. There's respect there.
Yeah.
You haven't come out on top tonight, Adrian. So, Yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah. We'll go our separate ways. I wish him none but the best. Que Dios me lo cuide siempre. And hey, amen.
Hope, también.
You know, if we meet again, we'll meet again. All right, champ?
For what? Coffee?
For a beer.
That sounds like a bit of me.
All right, brother. Take care, brother. Yeah.
Adrian Granados, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, thank you.
We're done here, because we're carrying on.
2 seconds. 2 seconds, we're done. You okay? Come here, come here.
Talk to me, Cooks.
No, no, come here. Okay. Tony, your summary, that was interesting to know. But he's a fighter. If he believes he won, he's going to talk like this. Come on.
Do you know what, though? Sometimes, you know, when the fighters are actually fighting in the ring, especially when they get into the veteran stage, I just think sometimes they get deluded, you know what I mean? It's like Conor said, you watched the Broner fight and he was in there like throwing a lot of punches. He had a great fight with him, he had a great fight with Robert Easter, he had a great fight with Sean Porter. And then tonight he just didn't engage, he didn't hardly do anything at all. He lost the fight like 191, basically every round. And, you know, and the guy thinks he might have won the fight. I mean, to me, he's total disillusion, you know what I mean? And like he was saying, he's baffled by it. It's baffling, really, because you can last every single body in that stadium who won that fight. It was just a clear shutout win. Do you know what I mean? Like, all the main punches landed from Conor. And he just didn't want to engage, didn't want to do anything. So what can you say and do, you know what I mean?
I'm not going to stay here and argue with him. It makes no difference. Like, I was honestly, like, I think he must have concussion. Not must have, because, well, I don't know, his coach thinks he won. I don't know, mate. It's so funny. Like, do you know what? If I went to Tone, then Tone would be like, Conor, mate. sort it out. Yeah, Tone would be like, mate, Conor, you lost the fight, mate. Just baffling. But you know what? It is what it is, isn't it? This kid won.
It is what it is, and listen, regardless of whatever, you'll go back, you'll watch the tapes, you'll pick your flaws out. Regardless of that, you won the fight, and that's kind of that.
Yeah, listen, I push on for bigger and better things. That's easier than Formella. Formella's fight was closer than that. Definitely. So, listen, we push on for bigger and better things. Fight in December, obviously 11th for 18th, so, we'll push on for a bigger fight.
Yeah, bigger fight? Is it going to be?
Realise he's still in a learning process of what we're doing as well. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, these little things there. That the good thing about that fight there, the 10 rounds there with Granados, these little small things there that we've got to work on, you know, before we get into the ring in December. So, that's a good thing about them sort of fights. You're fighting like a world level fighter who's been in with everybody, and then you see the small little things, the little flaws that he needs to work on. But at the end of the day, he won the fight clearly.
Who is that next opponent for you?
Well, listen, you got anyone really. I'm not too fussed. I want a top Yank.
Guerrero, Ortiz.
Guerrero, Victor Ortiz, Chris Algieri. You know, any of these. I've defended my WBA title 5 times now. Ugas just won against Pacquiao. That's a fight I'd love. So let's, you know, take the steps in that direction. You know, if they offer me Ugas next, I'll take it. So, you know, at the end of the day, we want to push on to get these world titles, and that's the goal. I mean, don't get me wrong, tonight was no masterclass, but it was a massive learning fight, and each fight I'll show something different. So, you know, we keep it moving, we roll with the punches, we go back, watch the fight, we learn, we come back better, as I do every single time. I display something different, so, you know, it is what it is, and we push on, mate.
Just before we end, can I bring you in, Victoria, for 1 second, please? Come on, Vic. Stand closer in, please. How are you, first of all?
I'm very well, thank you.
Who's got the baby, first of all?
My mum.
What are you doing here, Cooley?
Yeah, I know. What are you up to? Why are you trying to stitch me up?
I'm not trying to stitch you up. I just said, I thought Conor said some really nice words about you in my interview the other day about you and the baby. I thought it was really nice. Exactly.
What did he say? Remind me.
He just said you're not, basically.
Oh, we're not going to, well, if he goes and does a camp away, we're going with him. Yeah. That was one. I've got my passport with me, so.
It was the way he said it. I think that's what people took notice of.
And he's that guy, like, he's just that guy. He's deep and meaningful. And yeah, he totally means what he says, for sure.
Man of my word.
Right, so are you guys going home to move in together now?
She's done the moving into our new home, so I move in. It's a grand reveal for me. She's designed the whole house, so I go in and see it.
No pressure.
Two nights, still tomorrow morning. So yeah, this is the grand reveal of my home that she's designed.
Yeah.
So this is the first time seeing it. Going to go back and move into our new home. She's been doing it all week.
I would just like to point out it's been the most stressful week of my life, moving into a house single-handedly, although I had a little bit of help from some people. But without Con, it's definitely been challenging. But it's fine, though.
I'll probably
You're
going to
absolutely
stress as it happens.
Love it.
Am I?
Yeah, of course you are.
Is the TV up?
Oh. There's a few things I need to tell you.
Sky Sports.
Yeah, we're getting apps.
Oh, yeah, because we've got a Wi-Fi on.
Yes,
Wi-Fi. Just download the app. It's easy as 1, 2, 3.
Absolutely. Right, I will let you two crack on with the rest of your night. Listen, congratulations, Connor.
Thank you.
And that was interesting.
By the way, Victoria's a lot smaller than me. She's just got massive heels on.
They're not massive.
You are. She's like 5'3".
I'm 5'4". Don't get twisted. I'm 5'4".
But those bombs are a bit revealing, aren't they?
Oh my gosh, I knew you was going to say that.
I'm looking at her.
I knew you was going to say
that. Those hips.
Just don't lie, as Shakira said.
Have a day off.
Right, just finally, just make sure you subscribe to CBTV. Hey!
VBTV.
Have you seen it?
Sure.
VBTV.
I haven't watched it yet. I've watched your one, but I haven't watched that one.
Hey, I thought you were a true fan.
Massive fan already.
It's family.
Sorry, family. I'll watch IFL if you watch VBTV.
Your husband features on IFL. There's a motive.
My husband features
on
VBTV. I thought you was a fan.
Listen, all right, I'm going to subscribe now. Guys, thank you very much.
You.
Connor.
See you later.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.